وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو وأهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله لله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Brother, let us sit close by. The more closer we are seated to each other, inshallah, more muhabbat, more nur, Allah's rahmat and mercy will descend upon us, inshallah. Last few moments of the month of Ramadan, let us take and draw from the rahmat and the treasures of Almighty Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh
ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, friends, respected honorable mu'takifin, our mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you the last verse of Surah An-Kabut, the chapter of the spider. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, those people that exert themselves in us, in executing my laws, on practicing on Sharia, we will guide them to many, many paths on practicing on Sharia. And most definitely, certainly, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is with the sincere servants. In this verse, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us what is our objective of life. 5 verses before that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the transitory nature of this world. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوُ وَلَعِبٌ. The life of this world is nothing but play and amusement. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ. And the life of the hereafter, the house of the hereafter is permanent. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Only if people would know the reality of this world and reality of the hereafter. If a person is traveling from here to Johannesburg, he's got his aim, he's got his objective, he has to reach at a particular time in Johannesburg, and as he's traveling, on the way, he observes some form of entertainment, some form of amusement. He's not going to stop there to enjoy that amusement and that entertainment. If he stops there, he may not reach his destination. He'll just probably glance at it, it's there, and then he'll proceed with his destination to so that he could reach on time. Our purpose in this world is the akhirat. It's a transitory phase. We should not get caught up in this world that we've now, this world becomes an obstacle for us in achieving our aim and objective of the akhirat. One very outstanding quality in the lives of the sahaba was mujahada. They used to exert themselves in accepting Islam, practicing Islam, and propagating Islam. That was the outstanding quality in the sahaba, the companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, very briefly, we'll discuss a biography of another great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was also from the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ja'far is the brother of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, there was a drought. Very, very severe drought. To the extent that people started eating bones and eating the leaves of the trees. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam This was before Nubuwwat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hadhrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his uncle, that our uncle Abu Talib, your brother Abu Talib, he's got a lot of responsibilities. He's a very influential person, but he wasn't that wealthy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hadhrat Abbas, your brother got a lot of children, a lot of responsibilities, in a time of drought and poverty. So why don't we go and approach him? You take responsibility of one son, I take responsibility of one son to look after him. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's a good idea. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hadhrat Abbas went to Abu Talib and told to Abu Talib, in the time of drought, time of difficulty, hardship, you've got a lot of children. So let me take responsibility of one child and your brother Abbas will take responsibility of another child. Or any amount of children, give me 12, we'll take responsibility. We're in a better financial position, we'll take care. So Abu Talib told to Hadhrat Abbas and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do whatever you'll have to, only leave one child Aqil by me. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took responsibility to look after Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the brother of Abu Talib, took charge of Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed with Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu for a long time. Nurtured him, stayed with him, until when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed Nubuwwat, prophethood, Jafar radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Jafar radiallahu ta'ala is among the sabiqeen al-awwaleen, among those sahaba that have accepted Islam in the early stages of Islam. They went through that oppression, that persecution, difficulty, that hardships. And wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those sahaba, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless them with Jannah, beneath which streams will flow, and Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy with them. That is a high, lofty maqam and position of those sahaba that accepted Islam in the beginning of Islam. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala is among them. When the oppression and persecution became unbearable, very difficult, they could hardly take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala freely. Some sahaba decided, with consultation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to migrate and go away to Habasha, to Abyssinia, or probably Eritrea. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice to Jafar radiallahu ta'ala. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala to his wife Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala, they migrated and they went away to Habasha. Staying in Habasha was very difficult. There were very harsh conditions. But for the sake of Deen and Islam, they left their land, they left Makkah al-Mukarramah, only for the sake of Allah, so that they could worship Allah freely. They left their place of birth, they left their near and dear ones, they left their family, they went to a foreign land, just so that they could freely make ibadat and worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When they were in Habasha, the kuffar of Makkah, they sent two people, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, who later on accepted Islam, and Abdullah ibn Rabi'a. Go and talk to Najashi, the leader of Habasha, and tell him that there's a group of people that is here. They have ran away from us. We want you all to send them back. Repatriate them. Send them back to our land. But before doing that, they took very expensive gifts. First got in touch with all the ministers of Najashi, offered different kinds of gifts, and got their confidence. And then the meeting was held with Najashi. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, representing the kuffar of Makkah at that time, and Abdullah ibn Rabi'a, they addressed Najashi. And they told to him that there are some youngsters that came from our land. We want you to send them back with us. Look at the intelligence of Najashi. And there's a great lesson for us to learn in this. Najashi told, this is what you people are saying. I can't make a decision without hearing what they have to say. This is that insight, that foresight that Najashi had. And this is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem. In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. When a fasiq, a transgressor, or a potential transgressor, he has to give you information. Don't just accept that information and digest that information. Verify it. Find out from the people. People that are responsible, go to a source and find out, I heard this about you, or heard that about you, or this message is going out, or that message is going out. What's the reality of the matter? Verify the information. Why do we just accept and digest information like that? Especially nowadays, with the WhatsApp. Somebody probably got some enmity, animosity for someone. And they will just send a WhatsApp message, and you see, it starts off in the south of Durban, and will end up in the north of China. In a short period of time. Information is true, not true, we don't even care, don't even bother about that. And in the cause of that, we are causing so much of pain to so many people. Yet Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِسْمًا مُبِينًا. Those people who cause pain to believing males, cause pain to believing females, by spelling these kind of things or any form of pain, they're carrying a huge burden on themselves. Least do we realize by just pressing the forward button and sending it from there, thousands of people are getting wrong information because of me. As it is, we've got burden to carry on in the day of Qiyamah before Allah. How many carry that extra burden? Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. So Najashi, he first asked them, he said, that I can't accept your people's information until I don't hear what they have to say. In fact, this is a teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned, La taqri hatta tasma' kalaman akhar. When any issue comes before you, you're not sure about it. It's a one-sided issue. Don't come to a conclusion without hearing the other side of the story. And Allah blessed Najashi with this kind of insight. Najashi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called for the Muslims. There were a group of Muslims, the Sahaba that were there. And this brought a lot of fear, worry, concern to the Sahaba. What is going to happen now? Are we going to be expelled from this land? Are we going to be sent back to Makkah? They decided among themselves that their spokesperson would be Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. Came in the court of Ja'far, in the court of Najashi, and they saw Amr ibn al-As there, Abdullah ibn Rabia, who they knew very well. And Najashi asked in the presence of them, these people want you all to be returned to Makkah. What's your take? What's your people's thought on it? Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addressed Najashi. And that address of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala is so comprehensive. The way he have articulated the thinking, belief, philosophy, ideology of Islam, what they were doing in the pre-Islamic era, what Nabis came and taught them, and how their entire lives have changed, how they wish to practice on morality, on deen, tawheed, and the people have oppressed them and persecuted them. And then he tells to Najashi, just to for us to worship Allah, we ran away from oppression and persecution, we know the type of person you are, we came here in your land, we thought we're going to get peace and protection. Najashi then asked him a question. You're talking about Muhammad. You're claiming that he's a prophet. What is revealed? What was revealed to him? Present something of the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala in the court of Najashi, he recited verses from Surah Maryam. Kaf ha ya ain sad. And as Najashi was hearing the recitation of the Quran from Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, historians record, tears were just coming out from the eyes of Najashi. He had a beard, his beard was also wet. And he just kept on looking down on the ground. And then he asked, what's your people's belief about Isa alayhi salam? So Jafar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, our belief about Isa alayhi salam is annahu abdullahi wa rasuluh. Al-Qaha, that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's Allah's slave and the Rasul of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Najashi himself says that my belief about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is no different at all from your people's belief. He even mentioned, now people like you cannot be expelled from this land, you'll have protection to stay here. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala and stayed there for approximately 10 years. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made by Hijrat, he went to Madinatul Munawwara. And when Khaybar, in the 7th year after Hijrat, when Khaybar was conquered, that's when Jafar radiallahu ta'ala and the group of Sahaba that were there in Habasha, they migrated, they came to Madinatul Munawwara. Met Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Khaybar. The Sahabi says, it was Hadha Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy when he saw Jafar. We weren't sure whether he was happy because he's seeing Jafar or whether Khaybar is conquered. How happy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he saw Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Shortly thereafter, in the 8th year, the Battle of Mutah took place. It was a war with the Roman people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an army there and he told Zayd ibn Harisa will be the Amir, the leader. Should anything happen to him, then it will be Jafar will take over. And should Jafar, something happen to Jafar, then Abdullah ibn Rawaha will take over. And if anything has to happen after that, the Muslim will decide who will be the leader. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in Masjid Nabawi. The war is taking place there in Jordan, in Mutah. It wasn't the age of technology. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated in Masjid Nabawi. Almighty Allah tabaraka removed all barriers from the way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually looking at the battlefield and telling the Sahaba what is taking place in Mutah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Zayd has become shaheed. Jafar has become shaheed. But when Jafar became shaheed, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Apparently, for some reason, Jafar radiallahu ta'ala's wife, Asma bint Umays, she thought, she was expecting that maybe Jafar would be coming home soon. So she was busy making some preparations in anticipation of her husband coming home. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house, the children of Jafar, they ran towards Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so familiar with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds them, embraces them. Asma bint Umays is in the house, expecting some news about Jafar coming home. But when she observed tears coming out from the Mubarak eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she went in a state of shock. What has happened, Ya Rasulullah? What has happened? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, Allah has given shahadat to Jafar. He has become shaheed. The whole house and all the people that were there went in a state of shock. Silence. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then consoled them and told them, don't worry. Jafar, the way he became shaheed, his two arms were cut out. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Jafar is in a better place than what he is in this world. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given him two wings. His two arms were cut out. Allah has given him two wings so he could fly in any palace in Jannat of his choice. That is Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The title Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had was Abul Masakin. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Jafar radiallahu ta'ala was such a generous person that the students, the Ashab-e Suffa, often they used to have difficulty with food, shortage of food. Abu Huraira was also from among the Ashab-e Suffa. He says, there was never a time that we went to Jafar and we never got anything. To the extent that when we go to his house, and if he had a container that was empty, he would at least give us an empty container so that we could at least wipe it out and get at least something out of that. That was the generosity of Jafar ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala passed away in Mutah. He is buried there. His qabr is also there. And we learn great lessons of mujahada from this great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, the least we are supposed to be doing is at least make mujahada against our own nafs. Allah Ta'ala speaks about three different type of nafs in the Quran Kareem. وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. One part of the nafs, by human nature, it orders a person to do evil. Human nature. The second part of the nafs, Allah speaks in the Quran Kareem in the 29 Juz. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. It is a nafs that reproaches a person. You do the wrong. Committed zina. You're feeling bad about it. You're not justifying it. You're feeling terrible about it. You're reproaching yourself. You did somebody down in a business transaction. You know you did wrong. But you are reproaching yourself. You abuse your wife. You know it is wrong. You're reproaching yourself. That's a good thing. Because you have come to a point where you are not justifying a wrong. If a person wants to reform himself, the first step for reformation is acceptance. And then you reproach yourself. The third is nafse mutmainna, a peaceful soul. Allah Ta'ala speaks about three stages of life in the Quran Kareem. As a child, as a youth, of middle age and old age. Allah alladhi khalaqakum min da'f. And Allah goes on to speak about from there till old age. Just as we have these three cycles of life, youth, middle age, old age, we don't remain at one age all the time. We progress in life. Likewise, when it comes to our nafs, we should also progress. Don't get stuck in nafse ammara. Don't get stuck where you keep on fulfilling your passion and your desire. Reproach yourself, come to a point of lawama where you say to yourself, what I'm doing is wrong. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be changing my life. You keep on working on your nafs, a time will come that Allah will bring you to nafs mutmainna. And that's the dua that Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to make, that, oh Allah, you grant me nafs mutmainna. Many times people say, very difficult. I've got such evils in me. I can't reform, I can't change. You don't have to be despondent. You must be positive. Don't be negative. When a dog can change, why can't we change? A dog, probably among animals, the animal that got the worst amount of negative qualities is a dog. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Ad-dunya jifa wa talibuha kilab. This world is a corpse. And the people that seek it, run behind it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with greed, excessive greed, no limit to the greed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred them to be kilab, to be dogs. Why is that so? All the other animals in the jungle, if it has to attack an animal, it probably will just eat the flesh. A dog is such, it won't only eat the flesh, it will even eat the bones. So greedy is a dog. The saliva of the dog is impure. The hadith is in Siyah Sitta, where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِذَا وَلَغَ الْقَلْبُ فِي إِنَاءِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَغْسِلْهُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. That if a dog has to put his mouth into a container, he must wash the container three times. One riwayat, seven times. How impure is the mouth of the dog? And that is for one angle of the dog. But look at another angle of the dog. If a person has to do hunting and use a dog for hunting purposes, that dog, in spite of its greed, if it is trained to the point where it goes and attacks the animal, but it does not, it exercises taqwa. It doesn't eat from the flesh of that animal. And it happens at least three times. It proves to its master that it got taqwa in it. Now that prey of that particular dog is fit for halal consumption. Imagine if a dog got a exercise restraint and the prey of the dog is fit for us, halal for us. What do you think about us, that if we have to exercise taqwa, what will be our condition in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And therefore, all we need is courage. Don't say, I can't make it. Don't keep on looking at the negative side. You have that courage, and if you have that courage and you move forward, that's the first step for your Islam, your reformation. An aeroplane, when it flies, from the runway right until it is airborne, it has four engines, fuel consumption is higher. And after it is airborne, two engines are put off, fuel consumption is even lesser until it lands again. But when it is on top, everything is fine. Likewise, in the beginning when we take off, little courage we require, more fuel we require, four engines we require. Until we are airborne, then inshallah, everything will fall in place. You know, there's Ustad of Imam Bukhari. One will any person ever think that the Ustad, the teacher of Imam Bukhari, was a thug? Would anybody ever think that the Ustad of Imam Bukhari was a bandit, a highway rogue of the highest level? And that's the truth. In Bukhari Sharif, in Kitab al-Iman, there's a narration, and the Ustad of Imam Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Maslam al-Qa'nabi, he was a bandit. He was a thief. All the evils that were in the community were committed by him. How come he brought about a change and revolution in his life, and he had the honor of becoming the Ustad of Imam Bukhari? There was a great muhaddith, Imam Sha'bi. He used to conduct dars and hadiths in the masjid. So Abdullah ibn Maslam al-Qanabi, one day, he confronted Imam Sha'bi after he finished teach. Held the rein of his animal. Oh, you're a big muhaddith. You're a great learned person. Tell me one hadith. Now, you don't ask a teacher for hadith like that. You go to him with adab and respect. But he was the bandit. He used to command so much of fear in the hearts of the people. He held the rein of the animal of Imam Sha'bi. Tell me one hadith now. So Imam Sha'bi told him, but you don't get hadith like this. You better tell me, otherwise you'll see. So that's when Imam Sha'bi narrated one hadith. You want the hadith? Listen to the hadith. And this hadith brought about a change in the life of Abdullah ibn Maslama that made him the ustad of Imam Bukhari. Imam Sha'bi narrated the hadith, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاةِ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you don't have shame in you, go do what you want to do. And that's the point, that we keep on committing sins, but we should have some shame in us. Allah is looking. There's angels around us. We won't commit any sins, open, flagrant sins in front of our mothers and our fathers. And how can we do it when Allah is watching us? And that is the point we should do, that brothers, we are going closer to death. We're going to our qabr. We're going towards the akhirat. We need to prepare for death. We need to prepare for life after death. We need to make that muraqabah all the time. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know that Allah is seeing? When we are on our laptops and some evil site has to come up, or we gone on some evil sites, think at that time, I'm looking at this, alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, is Allah not watching me? What if I have to die in this condition? If I'm in that drug dens and popping up something at that time and point, enjoying myself, escaping from the world of reality to the world of fantasy, too much of problems on my head, I need to become lighter, I need just to calm down, but you pop the drug at that time, think, alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, is my Allah not seeing me? What if Malakul Maut have to take me away in this condition? What if I have to flirt with a woman? What if I have to make some dating with a woman, meet a woman, commit zina, and in the center of that act, if Malakul Maut have to come and take my life away, what will happen to me? While doing a business transaction, I engineer a mechanism to defraud somebody. What if Malakul Maut comes and take my life away at that time? Think, what a great loss that will be. Temporary benefit, permanent loss. And that's not how a believer think. A believer would think the other way wrong, way around. That temporary difficulty with permanent benefit in the akhirat. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. This worldly life is a transitory life. And the life of the akhirat in Hayawan, it is permanent. And this is what we need to do. That sahaba made so much of mujahada, the least that is required of us. Go against our nafs, hit our nafs, hit our desires, solely for the pleasure of Allah. You just need to do it for a few times and your nafs will be shaped in the right direction. And before concluding, whilst we were growing up, I recall my father used to give this advice. He used to tell, you know, in order to exercise restraint, keep away from wrongs. Don't fulfill your passion and your desire in the wrong way. My father was bayat with Father Maulana Badre Alam Sahab Rahmatullahi, who used to be in Madinatul Munawara, is buried in Madinatul Munawara as well. So, he used to say, you know, when you take butter and you put it next to a fire, don't expect it not to melt. And that goes with every one of us. Sometimes we say, I'll just look at that woman. I'll see the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. What kudrat of Allah Ta'ala? The heart is already melting away. And from there, all the evil starts after that. The first thing you should do, wherever they sin, don't trust your nafs. Hadar Maulana Masihullah Sahib used to say that even if you think your nafs is an angel, don't trust it. Never trust that nafs. And the only way, wherever this place of sin, keep yourself away from it. Out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind. Never go to a place of sin. Because you can't trust yourself, especially if you are young, unmarried person. Don't go to those places, you'll get caught up. And from there, you'll commit the sin. You may regret after that, but why go to that place in the first place? Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Last few moments of the month of Ramadan, let us make tawbah. Don't lose courage. Don't say, I can't make it. People like Abdullah ibn Maslaba and other great, great awliya, they made it. Allah gave them, made them friends, gave them wilayat. Why can't you and I make it? All we need is courage, determination, and with the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah we'll achieve our aim and our objective. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll be making zikr now, inshallah. I've mentioned all these days that the purpose, objective was just to train ourselves. Don't stop your zikr tonight. Tomorrow we eat. Eid night is a Mubarak night. Or after that, continue with the zikr. Take out 15 minutes in the morning, 15 with in the evening. Concentrated zikr. One is general zikr, wherever you're walking around. Bismillah, Subhanallah, Salam. That's also zikr. Not that that is not zikr. That's also zikr. But zikr is not confined to that. You need to do concentrated zikr where you connect, attach yourself with Allah Ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Jakura told the other day that, you know, everywhere you go, Wi-Fi connect. So here too, our Wi-Fi, we connect with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the station for that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Recite 3 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 الله
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
We got one more tasbih of just Allah. And just to remind us when we're making the zikr, think to yourself that Allah is seeing me. I'm taking the name of Allah, presenting it to Allah. Take the name of Allah with the deepest amount of love. Every energy of love that you have, take that out and with the name of Allah, present it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Also in the zikr, make niyat of tawbah to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And from your heart, make this intention, Allah make me a friend. Allah forgive me. Allah grant me husne khatima. All good thoughts, what you want from Allah in the cause of your zikr, you should have that in your heart, in your mind. With the barakat of zikr, Allah will grant our hearts, wishes, desires and expectations. Allah, 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 Allah. Whatever we do, perform salah, fast, make zikr, everything is with the tawfiq of Allah. And we should continue making dua to Allah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Oh Allah, you give us tawfiq to do those things that you are happy with and you are pleased with. So now inshallah, Mawlana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib will be making dua. Say ameen to the dua and put your heart, your soul, your mind to it. And Allah Ta'ala tells in the Quran al-Kareem, and we should tell Allah, Allah, you told that we must ask you, and you told that you're going to respond, and therefore we are asking you, we are begging Allah Ta'ala. Then Ameen means, in Arabic, Allahumma stajib, Allah you accept, Allah you accept. So whatever dua is going to be made, dua for our qabar, dua for the akhirah, dua for forgiveness, last night of the month of Ramadan, let us pour our hearts and ask Allah Ta'ala for every khair of the dunya and the akhirat. Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صادق الوعد الأمين. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, shower your mercies upon us, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mawla, we sit here, Ya Allah, in your house, Ya Allah, making a full admission, Ya Allah, that we have broken your commandments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we are gunegar, Ya Allah, that we are sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are mujrim, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah. But your kindness, your mercy and your rahmah far exceeds all the sins, O Allah. O most merciful Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. O Allah, forgive our spouses and our brothers and our sisters. Ya Allah, forgive our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our family members, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mawla, forgive the whole ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Mawla, you have given us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fast these days of Ramadan, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem, whatever broken efforts we have made, Ya Allah, Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. What is your shan, Ya Allah? You gave us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we did through your tawfiq, Ya Allah. And then you also, after that, reward us, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of giving, of making shukr and appreciating your greatness, your kindness, Ya Allah, and all your boons and all your favors, Ya Allah, that you have sent upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you've made us reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you made us an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful Allah, you have shown so much of kindness upon us, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to appreciate your ni'mat, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mawla, all of us that are sitting, Ya Allah, and begging from you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, down deep in our hearts, Ya Allah, there are many, many desires that we have, Ya Allah. Those desires that are permissible, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill those desires for us, Ya Allah. Many of us have, Ya Allah, many different needs, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mawla, most of our needs, we're not even aware of, Ya Allah. Allah, you know our needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill each and every one of our needs, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, you know our challenges, you know our difficulties. Ya Allah, you are the solver of all the issues, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you resolve all our matters. Allah, you fulfill all our umid. Ya Allah, you resolve, Ya Allah, all our problems and all our challenges, Ya Allah. Open the doors for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors for us, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mawla, we've sat, Ya Allah, with your tawfiq, Ya Allah, and we knocked at your door, Ya Allah, and we knocked, O Allah, and O Allah, we will sit and carry on knocking, Ya Allah. The kings of this world most certainly opened the door after a while, Ya Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of all your blessings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Of anwarat, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, open the doors of halal, rosy and sustenance, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, create ease in our rosy, create ease in our sustenance, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, grant, create muhabbat in our homes, Ya Allah. Between us and our spouses, Ya Allah. Between us and our parents, Ya Allah. Between us and our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Between us and our children, Ya Allah. Between us and our family members, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, create sukoon and ease and peace, Ya Allah, in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have so much of this dunya, Ya Allah, but obviously if we do not have that sukoon, we do not have the chain, oh Allah, what is the use of all the things of this world, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, grant us that sukoon, grant us that peace and that ease and that tranquility, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, oh, most merciful Allah, you are so kind, Ya Allah. You are so kind, Ya Allah, that you have granted us all these different ni'mats, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to use and utilize your ni'mats according to your commandments, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we are here, Ya Allah. We have lived a life of ignorance. We've lived a life of deviation. We've lived a life of sin and misery, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, hold our hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and take us on the Sirati Mustaqim, Ya Allah. Allah, we want to become obedient to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be your true and sincere worshippers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be your true recognizers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be your true lovers, Ya Allah. Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah, so that we can become those true lovers of yours, Ya Allah. Only for your sake, Ya Allah. Only because, Ya Allah, we want to love you, Ya Allah. Oh, Rabbi Kareem, Mawla, you open the doors for us, Ya Allah. Open our hearts, Ya Allah, so that we can remember you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our hearts are locked. Oh Allah, our minds are locked. Ya Allah, everything seems to be locked for us, Ya Allah. Allah, you open the door, Ya Allah, of your rahmah and your mercies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us, Ya Allah, in the ummah, Ya Allah, wherever is ill and sick, Ya Allah, grant us shifa'i kamil ajila mustamirra, Ya Allah. Whoever is doing whatever work, Ya Allah, that of yours and your deen, Ya Allah, that you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Allah, protect them, Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah, safeguard the Haramain Sharifain, Allah, safeguard Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, safeguard all the masajid, Ya Allah, all the madrasas, all the khankas, all the darul ulooms, all the darul iftas, and all the organizations, Ya Allah, that are doing work according to your pleasure, Ya Allah, according to your commandments, Ya Allah, O Allah, the mutakifin, Ya Allah, in the different masajid of the world, Ya Allah, in the haram in Makkah, in the haram in Medina, in Al-Aqsa, in the different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they sat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they restrained themselves, Ya Allah. They knocked at your door, they knocked at your door. They tapped and they knocked, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever their desires are, whatever their wishes are, whatever their needs be, Ya Allah, you grant it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever the difficulties be, Ya Allah, you remove it from the path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless the mutakifin, Ya Allah. Those that make the khidmat of the mutakifin, Ya Allah. Bless them all, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Wherever the ummah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the understanding. Give us the true realization that this life is short. We are going to leave this world. We are going to go into the qabr. We are going to stand in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, whatever is left of our lives, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making tawbah. Ya Allah, give us a life of obedience and itaat, Ya Allah. Before maut comes to our door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make tawbah. And Allah, you accept that tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes, Ya Allah, fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your recognition, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with iman and yaqeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, flow from our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us in the most mubarak of times, in the most mubarak of places, Ya Allah. Save us from a death in an evil place, an evil death, the death of misery, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, do not take us to task, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq. Ya Allah, give us the ability, the strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, for far too long, Ya Allah, we have gone very far away from the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the life of the Quran. Ya Allah, make the Quran our imam. Ya Allah, make the Quran, Ya Allah, our everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us glued to the Quran, Ya Allah. Keep us firm on the Quran, Ya Allah. Make us ambassadors of the Quran, Ya Allah. Make us the living Quran, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem, Mola, grant us the love and the muhabbat of the Quran, Ya Allah. Brothers, let us make whatever dua and we conclude. Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah,